News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. In the studio, my next guests, I have Martha Saunders. She is the president of UWF. And also joining her is Anna Marie Mixon. She is the assistant vice president for the Office of the President from UWF. Thank you guys so much for joining me this morning. How are you doing?
Great. Good morning, Jake. Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yes. Anytime. Thanks for the work that you do. And thank you for all these great events and things that we can get involved in at UWF. Let's talk about some of these events coming up, because there's always something to do at UWF, right? You guys are always busy.
Yes, we've got a lot going on.
Yes.
And next week is Founders Week.
All right.
And we have events all day, every day, and we hope that we'll be able to attract alumni and people from the community to at least one or two of those. Mm-hmm. For several years ago, although we had always noted Founders Day, we decided that it would be a really good thing to celebrate the university. We do a lot internally to celebrate each other and look at the traditions. And this thing has grown. And now we have a week-long series of events that that are sometimes very competitive.
Yes.
We have a lot of internal competitions and internal teams trying to win prizes and outdo each other. And it's all in a good spirit.
Yes.
It's fun.
And this is going to be happening all over the campus?
Yes, all over the campus and at our Fort Walton Beach campus.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
We have an Emerald Coast campus there, and so there are going to be events there as well.
And this is, of course, you're going to be honoring the UWF story and the foundation and what you guys are looking ahead to. Give us a little bit of the background of UWF. When was it founded?
Well, I think our charter was signed, I believe, in 63, but the first students arrived in the fall of 67. Mm. Now, that was the end of the Summer of Love.
Oh.
So there was a lot going on in the country.
Yes,
and these were a very remarkable kind of group of pioneer students. Mm. One of the cool things we get to do now is we invite our graduates back to attend graduation when they are celebrating their 50 year of having received their degrees. And I am learning more stories from these 50, we call them the golden grads.
Oh, yeah.
About those early days, starting a new university, which is kind of exciting.
I would love to see the photo comparisons to what they had going on after that summer to where they are now. That's got to be great.
The wardrobes were very different.
Yes.
Yes, lots of flowers and pastels.
Bell bottoms.
Yeah, exactly.
And, peasant tops and long
hair.
Long straight hair.
Yeah.
On women too.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly, yeah. If you want to join the conversation about Founders Week, you can do that online by using the hashtag UWF Founders Week, or you can go to uwf.edu and find out more about Founders Week. What's coming up? The first event is the Founders Cup Challenge. Is that right?
Yes. So we are going to jump in with a really fun faculty, staff, and student challenge. The challenge starts on Monday with Paint Pensacola Blue and Green, or Paint UWF Blue and Green. But we want to see all of our UWF friends, supporters, alumni, students across Pensacola dressed in their blue and green, really representing UWF. And you are going to see us paint the whole campus blue and green on Monday.
Cool.
For our faculty, our staff, and our students.
All right. And how does this happen? Is this actual paint? Is it just decorations? How is this going out?
It's a little bit of everything.
Oh,
you'll
okay.
see yard signs. You will see doors being decorated all over campus. You'll see banners. You'll see folks dressed in their best blue and green. But it is a little bit of everything. And it's a competition. So whichever department, whichever building has the best blue and green displayed door or banner, they get points for that throughout the week.
Yep. So whoever goes full Clark Griswold
yes.
on the decorations,
yes.
they're going to win.
We see a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Students are really creative.
Oh, yes, they are. Bet.
Yes, and there's all kinds of lighting technology now, all this LED technology. They can get very bright on a small budget.
So. Yes, they can.
All right. Moving on, after the paint blue and green, on that'll be on Monday. Right. Let's talk about the Argos Day of Service. This sounds good. This is interesting.
This is a fun day, and this is where we take part in several activities in the community. This year, we will be working, you'll see UWF folks working at in Milton, Feeding the Gulf Coast, and they will be food sorting and packing senior boxes from 9 until noon. Mm. And then from 2 to 4, we'll have the Pensacola Beach Ocean Hour. So we'll have beach cleanup from 2 to 4 at Fort Pickens, and entry fees will be waived for beach cleanup volunteers. And after yesterday's storm, there's probably going to be a lot to do.
Yes, definitely. And that's going to be on Tuesday, April 16th. So next Tuesday, yeah, there still will be a lot, I'm sure, floating around and on the sand there. And of course, your entry fees are waived for that if you show up to clean up the beach. That's great. So much outreach through UWF. I see it all over the place online, on social media. It's not only just serving your students, but it's serving your community as a whole and people in need. So I really, really love that. If you have questions or comments today, please let us know. 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You mentioned Feeding the Gulf Coast. You're also partnered with is it Emerald Coast? There's a pantry food drive. Is that with somebody, or is that just
That is their pantry food drive that they will be doing on the Emerald Coast campus in Fort Walton. And they'll be bringing food in for, we do also do an Argo pantry, and this is for our students. College students sometimes run out of food.
Yeah, they do.
And they need their strength.
Yes.
In order to get through those exams. And so we have Argo pantries at both of our campuses to make sure they have that extra bowl of soup or whatever they need to get through.
And this is a big deal for us. And our students and our faculty and staff, they're really passionate about making sure that our students have everything that they need to be thriving and be successful. And so the Argo Pantry, Emerald Coast, and Argo Pantry here at UWF is a big deal. We do make a point to give back to the community, but to also take really good care of our students. Mm-hmm. And so this is really one of our favorite events across the Founders Week, because everybody feels like they're making a big difference for UWF.
Right. I mean, you're educating the future leaders of tomorrow, and you know, they can't be digging through old pizza boxes on the floor trying to dig out a crust or two to get them through the day. And just because, you know, you're enrolled in college doesn't mean that you're independently wealthy. Usually it's, you're right, it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. So that's a great way to support your students. What's your favorite part about working at UWF? What gets you out of bed and makes you really proud of the work you do every day?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, I love working with my team. Mm-hmm. I love what we do. I mean, you sit there and you look at more than 100,000 alums that have gone on and done great things, and we played a part in making their lives, helping them reach their goals. Mm-hmm. I say often, you really can't have a bad day at a university campus. You can have a hard day,
right?
But you can't have a bad day because you're surrounded by hope. You're surrounded by people who have big plans for their lives, and we're there helping them do that. And it feels good. Mm. And also, there's always something new. Being president is a great job for someone with a short attention span. because something's going to change.
Right.
And you're going to have to kind of turn on a dime and handle that. So it's an entertaining.
Yeah, your phone never rings, I'm sure. You know, nobody's ever trying to get your attention.
My phone never goes off.
Oh, man. And Anna Marie, you, what's your favorite part about what you do?
Oh, I love just seeing the impact that we make with the students, having them come back and tell us how impactful we were in their lives, getting to work with them one-on-one personally, through events like Founders Week or even teaching and having the opportunity to mentor. I think it's just seeing the impact we're making in a lot of people's lives. So similar to what Dr. Saunders has said, it's always a fun day at UWF. It might be really hard some days. We work really hard out there, but we know that the work we're doing is good work, and we're making a difference in a lot of people's lives.
And we were just talking about the Argo Pantry, serving the students who might need a little help with some nourishment and nutrition. How what are ways that people in our community can donate to this and get involved with this?
So a few ways is we do have on our website, the Argo Pantry website, so UWF.edu, Argo Pantry. There is a Amazon link, so you could purchase items, you know, in the Amazon store there. You can always send checks to our foundation. We accept donations for the Argo Pantry there, and then they can buy the supplies. And it's not just food. It's also personal items that the students might need. And then in Building 18, we accept donations. So you could drop off food, you know, boxes of food or bags of food as well.
Cereals, canned meats, soups, peanut butter, rice, oatmeal, all these like some non-perishable stuff. But no, please no expired food or glass or damaged cans, anything like that, or partially used. Don't eat half the Doritos and then bring the chipped chip clip bag in. No, we don't want that.
No,
just keep that.
No.
Try to feel good about that.
Although you would have a student that walk by and go, "Hey, you going to eat those Doritos?"
Absolutely.
All right. We're talking with UWF today about UWF Founders Week coming up. Celebrate the story of UWF and all of the amazing work that they're doing for their students and our community. Go to UWF.edu or join the conversation online using the hashtag UWF Founders Week. This is going to be a lot of fun. Something that I talk about on the show constantly, I'm obsessed with AI. I think it's going to infiltrate every aspect of our being here on this earth. So this is really exciting. Coming up on Tuesday, April 16th during Founders Week, this is going to be a forum. On AI's role in reshaping the workforce.
Yes.
Fascinating. I love this stuff. So tell me a little bit about that.
So we are really excited this year with Founders Week to partner with our Office of Public Policy Events. And what that office does is they create space for us to have conversation around current public policy topics. And this Founders Week, we are really going to focus on what does AI's role look like in reshaping the workforce. We know it's impacting the way that we work. We're already seeing it infiltrate everything we do, from predictive typing to searching on various search engines. It's really coming a long way. So we've invited some community leaders to come out and share their insights and their expertise, their perspective on what is going to be the impact or what is the anticipated impact, things that we can look out for, things that we can just think about and consider. It's going to be robust discussion. Mm-hmm. We would love to have as many community members out as possible. We're very excited about this event. I think it's going to be a really informative and interesting discussion.
And we want to relieve some of the hysteria.
I think there are
a lot of good things to look forward to with AI and how it is a tool. How do we use this tool to further what we're doing, to further our industries, to further education, without losing control. I think there's a lot to be discussed and a lot of opportunities there as well.
AI is definitely coming for my job because what I do is not too complicated, and the personality, you could probably replace that with AI pretty quickly. So I'm a little scared about that.
I disagree. I think someone has to put things into context.
You're right.
That's where you come in.
Yeah, there's always going to be a human element to that. So that's going to be fascinating. All right. So we've got so many events to cover here. This is a jam-packed week of events. We're talking about Founders Week at UWF, April 15th through the 19th. Go to UWF's website, uwf.edu, or join the conversation online using the hashtag UWF Founders Week. The Emerald Coast Day of Service. I love that there's so many days of service, and this is all about helping people. So let's talk about the Emerald Coast Day of Service coming up on Wednesday of that week.
They are doing an Okaloosa Island beach cleanup as well, and so they have advised people to wear comfortable clothes and shoes as well as sun protection. Gloves, trash bags, and water will be provided, and this is from 10 till noon at John Beasley Park. In Fort Walton Beach.
Okay, great. Love the beach cleanup aspect of all this. And yeah, definitely wear your sunscreen because it's that time of year already. Like I was out riding my bike the other day and I'm like, oh, I'm a little pink. It's starting to happen. So, and if people want more information, there's an email here. Do you want to give that out for Nicole?
Sure, we can do that. It's nmcdonald@uwf.edu. She is leading the charge for us over on the Emerald Coast campus. So that's nmcdonald@uwf.edu.
All right. And moving on, we have the lab grand opening. What is this word? I haven't seen it before.
Anatomage. Okay. And this, we have been so excited about this. In the Ushakundu MD College of Health, they have acquired 3 technologically advanced anatomy visualization and virtual dissection tables.
Ooh.
And these tables have enhanced learning experiences for anatomy and physiology, nursing and athletic training students. And so the dean is super, super excited about this.
Yeah.
And because it's incredibly accurate.
Oh, okay.
They're
good.
Very cool. They are like human. They're realistic.
So and they like look like real cadaver. People that you're cutting up.
Yes.
Yeah, virtual cadavers.
Virtual cadaver.
Yes.
They're so cool. And you can turn them all which ways. It's a great training.
And the instructors can also make challenges happen for the students and say, aha, now you've discovered this.
Oh,
now what will you do?
Yes.
So kids in the future are no longer going to have those creepy frogs in the juice hanging out in the...
I don't think so. I didn't love the formaldehyde.
Oh, it was horrible.
You know,
it was horrible.
Out of my hair.
Oh, man. And of course, you got the one guy in class that's like, yes, this is awesome. I want to do this. And I'm like,
no.
You don't go to the prom with that.
No. And then you got lunch period right after that.
Oh, no thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So the Anatomage, right?
Anatomage.
This is new technology. I haven't heard of this. So that is great. Virtual dissection tables. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Moving on, we've got another, great event where we're helping people, the Day of Giving.
This is one that we get really excited about, and it gets very, very competitive. And we have, this day, one day fundraising. And we try to get as much money as we can from as many different people as we can, people across the country, across the world. And if you earn, if you donate $30, you get a pair of exclusive UWF socks. Now, these socks are coveted.
Yes.
Those of us who have one from each year, they are collector's items.
They
and
are.
So, and then $75, you get, you're eligible for a Bluetooth speaker cooler.
Oh, nice.
And $100, you get both. So, this has been a lot of fun to do. And again, it's a 24-hour giving initiative, and we really kind of try to fire, especially the alums, and they, they like to really show up and say, look, I'm over here in California or Hong Kong or wherever, but here's my $75.
Yes. Yeah, send me my socks.
Yes, and we get real competitive about it on campus, what departments give, what departments are giving, and what different generations?
Yeah, the
giving.
They have the various, the 60s and the 70s and the
80s.
And, the older ones can write bigger checks. And so the younger ones, there are more of them. So it gets exciting.
It's fun.
And from my notes here, it does get competitive from what you're saying because you've raised almost $800,000 since 2018. That is incredible. So people really love those socks for a one-day event.
For the socks.
Those socks are really popular. We cannot
overemphasize.
I need to post a picture of these socks to our website so people can see this. And then a drive-through walk-up day of giving breakfast?
Yes, down at Museum Plaza. Mm. So our folks will be down there. You can get some socks right there. The event is free, but they do ask that you register in advance, and you can do that at uwf.edu/dayofgiving. But from 7:30 to 9, you can come out, get some breakfast, make a donation, and get a pair of socks. I think they might have the speaker coolers out there, but don't hold me to it. But we're very excited about this. And down when you're headed to work, just swing by the Museum Plaza and get some breakfast.
All right. And then I want to get to all of these. Also on Thursday, April 18th from 9 to 3, we're going to have a symposium on the faculty research.
Undergraduate research is something that we really specialize in. Our undergraduates, unlike at some universities, get to work in the labs with the faculty.
Oh, cool.
They and these projects yield publications. They go to conferences, and so this allows them to sort of show off their work, and their faculty sponsors get to, you know, preen with pride at what their students were able to do. And I'm always blown away at some of the projects that they've done from, you know, all across campus and all disciplines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and being there with the faculty, working hands-on next to them, that there's no better way to learn.
It makes a difference, especially, you know, it sets them apart at the hiring time. Mm. They've actually had their hands in what it is they should have been learning.
Yeah. I gotcha.
And it makes a big difference to future employers.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And they know how to accept criticism and constructive criticism, and they know how to work through that and get results. And that will definitely help them in their job search in the future. We're talking about UWF Founders Week. If you have any questions or comments, get them in before we only have a couple minutes left, 437-1620. And again, Thursday coming up, we're going to have another food event for the Argo Pantry. So that's going to be on from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Let's talk about that, the Argo Food Fight.
That is, you talk about competitive. This is a competition between students, faculty, and staff to see who can get the most food for the Argo Food Pantry.
Nice.
Last year, I think the staff won. So the faculty have redobled their efforts.
Yes.
And they're coming for them.
Same for the students. They have doubled down this year.
I came in my office last year and I almost couldn't walk in. There were cans of food and boxes of cereal and
everywhere.
Tons of stuff.
It took us several loads to move all the food to the food pantry last year. But this is one of those events that we really look forward to. We'll have a trophy, a bedazzled armadillo, which we have adopted the Argodilla as one of our little mascots on campus.
Argodilla.
And well, so
since they seem to be around and they don't want to go away.
Right.
So the winner.
We slapped a logo on them.
Yes, we did.
Use them for advertisement.
Absolutely.
So whoever wins the food fight this year, they get to be the owners of the bedazzled Argodilla for
armadillo.
The year. And then next year it's up again for another competitive food fight.
Can they trade the bedazzled armadillo in for some socks?
No, they can't do that, but we would be happy to buy them some cookies.
Yes, awesome. Well, we're talking about UWF Founders Week. Go to uwf.edu for more information. Join the conversation online using the hashtag UWF Founders Week. Thank you so much, guys, for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.